This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
I'm here. All right, welcome back. Coming up on the third hour. This is hour number three. You okay in there, Scott? I was here the whole time, brother. I was hoping. I'm here. I'm always when we're working together, Punisher. I'm always watching your back. I am Gizmo. Anyway, hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I was running my G-Code holster this past weekend, and it was so good to be back in that rig again. This is the best stuff ever. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. I was having a discussion in the chat room, and I live in Pickens County, South Carolina, and I think the two people that actually know I exist are in the chat room right now. And I know one of them, Raven. I shoot with Raven, and the other one I haven't met yet, and we've got something coming up, and we were having sort of a, it was sort of like having a Crocodile Dundee, Crocodile Dundee type discussion there. Because I already knew the answer to the question. There's a little itty bitty burg here in South Carolina called Pumpkin Town, and their festival is this weekend, and I wanted to know where it was, and he said, Pumpkin Town. Walked right into that one. Didn't I? Anyway. They caught a Bangladeshi immigrant plotting to kill U.S. troops in the name of ISIS. Now, that's not what the Department of Justice said. They said ISIL because they work for Obama. But, you know, I don't. They filed a federal criminal complaint against 24-year-old Nalish Mohammed Das of Hyattsville, Maryland. Funny, it doesn't sound like Nalish is from Hyattsville to me. In district court Saturday, charging him with attempting to provide material support and resources to the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. They call it the Levant. Obama calls it the Levant because that includes Israel. Do you understand why he calls it ISIL? ISIS is the Islamic State of Iran and Syria, and ISIL is the Islamic State of, Iraq and Syria, and ISIL is the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant. So Obama's trying to lump Israel in with that. Federal agents apprehended Das outside a private residence in Maryland on Friday, moments before he planned to carry out an attack with the aid of an FBI informant he believed to be a like-minded supporter of ISIL. You can tell who wrote this report for them. Our goal is to catch dangerous suspects before they strike while respecting constitutional rights, said U.S. Attorney Rod J. Rosenstein for the District of Maryland in a statement released Monday. That's what the American people expect of the Justice Department, and that's what we aim to deliver. Wow. Compensate much? Can you imagine what it must be like to work for Loretta Lynch? I guess that's why he has to be so empathetic there. Yeah. Das became a legal permanent resident after immigrating to the United States in 1995 as a child. Authorities first learned of his radicalization via social media posts dating back to September 2015. You know, I'm sort of glad these guys are rank amateurs. I really am. I tried to have a discussion with somebody once before that she claimed that she was just preparing for the event that was surely to come when the government took over the United States. And they would post up stuff on social media, and I asked her one time about that. She says, I don't want to hear about that operational security nonsense. I'm going to state my case. Well, look, DOS was stating his case, idiot. If you want to have secrets, that means you don't tell nobody. The complaint alleges that DOS routinely used Twitter over a year-long period to express support for ISIL, posting messages such as sitting on Twitter is not enough. I envy seeing brothers getting shahada and slaying Cooper while I'm at home not getting any action. Shahada translates to dying as a martyr, and Cooper is the word for infidels and disbelievers who do not support DOS's interpretation of Islam. He also tweeted identifying information about a man he knew wanted to join the military in hopes of inspiring other like-minded supporters to carry out an attack against him. Nalish Mohammed Das is alleged to have plotted to kill a U.S. service member on behalf of ISIL, so says Assistant Attorney for National Security John P. General Carlin. His name is General? Anyway. Individuals intent on carrying out violence in the name of foreign terrorist organizations pose one of the most concerning threats that law enforcement faces today, and stopping these offenders before they are able to act is our highest priority. In January, Das tweeted a photo of an AK-47 with the caption, "This is more than just a gun. This is a ticket to Jannah." Jannah, according to the complaint, is a term for the Islamic concept of paradise. Authorities said Das completed a handgun qualification license class at a firing range in Prince George's County, Maryland on April 30th. He told several classmates that he planned to buy a Glock 9mm handgun and an AK-47 and return to the same range over the next 5 months for target practice. He submitted fingerprints to the Maryland State Police in June for a handgun permit, though the complaint does not state whether his application was approved. This guy got caught because he was an idiot. Yeah. You don't put stuff like that on social media and then go out there and say, "Hello, I would like a concealed carry permit, please." You don't do that. People don't like it when I do that accent. They really get mad at me for doing that accent. I did a video with that accent one time, and oh my, they did not like it. But I don't care because I'm not politically correct. I don't care about that. The FBI informant decided to befriend Das in May, and together they searched online for military members to attack. He told the informant he was 100% committed to attacking U.S. military personnel because that's like my goal in life. And the informant gave him two firearms, and on September 28th drove him to a gun dealer in Virginia where Das bought one box each of 9mm and 40 caliber ammunition. Gave him guns. And then we have this, special agent in charge. The danger posed by Mr. Das during this investigation was very real. He was committed to carrying out an attack against a military member. Through our proactive investigative stance, we were able to ensure the citizens of Maryland were protected, despite the fact that we gave him two firearms. That last part I threw in there. They gave him two guns. He faces 20 years in prison. Okay. We'll see. Some of these terrorists are pretty idiotic, aren't they? I mean, really, pretty idiotic. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
weapon.
This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed.
Every time I go to the range, it's gun cleaning time, and out comes the frog lube. Solvent, lubricant. Nice rag. Party time! Frog lube. Now, let me give you a little background. A few years back, the United States Army was putting out requisitions looking for pricing for 7.62 by 39 ammunition and AK-47 magazines. 7.62 39 is specific to the AK-47 platform. Our 308 rifles that are 7.62, they are all, I think, 7.62 by 51. So they're not really cross-pollinating there. So 7.62 by 39 and AK-47 magazines. At the time, I made the statement when I was working for Gun Owners of America, they were also going to buy rifles, AK-47s. Problem was, I was only partially right. They had somebody to buy the rifles. They already had somebody lined up to sell the rifles, and they needed the magazines and the ammo. And what they wanted to do was they wanted to arm people in Syria. Okay? And they also wanted to arm some people in Libya, which was illegal because, well, it was, you know, there was a lot of reasons it was illegal. I mean, it goes against the very tenets of the Arms Trade Treaty, for example, which is something they've signed, although they've never done anything with it. Now, the Department of Justice has decided to drop charges against the arms dealer who was selling these AK-47s to the Libyan terrorists because they say, or he's saying, that he can expose Hillary Clinton's role in illegally arming terrorists in Libya. See, one of the reasons Benghazi was attacked was because of the arms cache that they knew was there, which they found. We're talking about American Mark Turi. He has been charged with selling weapons to Libyan rebels at a time when it was illegal to do so. An associate of Turi claims that the DOJ was dropping the charges because revelations about Clinton's Libya policies would sink her campaign. Coming from Politico, which not exactly the bastion of conservatism, the deal averts a trial that threatened to cast an additional scrutiny on Hillary Clinton's private emails as Secretary of State and to expose reported Central Intelligence Agency attempts to arm rebels fighting Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Remember when Clinton was out there saying, we came, we saw, he died. They decided to topple Gaddafi, and in order to do that, they had to go against the state of Libya. They had to arm the people fighting Libya. Okay? Government lawyers were facing a Wednesday deadline to produce documents to Turi's legal team, and the trial was officially set to begin on Election Day, although it likely would have been delayed by protracted disputes about classified information in the case. A Turi associate asserted that the government dropped the case because the proceedings would have embarrassed Clinton and President Barack Obama by calling attention to the reported role of their administration in supplying weapons that fell into the hands of Islamic extremist militants. They don't want this stuff to come out because it will look really bad for Obama and Clinton just before the election. In the dismissal motion, prosecutors say discovery rulings from the U.S. District Judge David Campbell contributed to the decision to drop the case. The joint motion asked the judge to accept a confidential agreement to resolve the case through a civil settlement between the State Department and the arms broker. Why a confidential agreement? Since the case is being resolved through a civil settlement. This is simply another cover-up of the Obama administration. Okay? That's all it is. Turi advisor Robert Strike of the government relations and consulting firm SPG accused the government of trying to scapegoat Turi to cover Clinton's mishandling of Libya. The U.S. government spent millions of dollars, went all over the world to bankrupt him and destroyed his life, all to protect Hillary Clinton's crimes, alluding to the deadly September 11, 2012 terrorist attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. Republicans hold Clinton responsible for mishandling the circumstances around that attack, and Strike said that Turi was now weighing book and movie deals to tell his story and to weigh in on the Benghazi attack. Representatives of the Justice Department, the White House, and Clinton's presidential campaign either declined to comment or did not respond to requests for comment on the case or the settlement. Turi was indicted in 2014 on 4 felony counts, 2 of arms dealing in violations of the Arms Export Control Act and 2 of lying to the State Department in official applications. Charges accused him of claiming that the weapons involved were destined for Qatar and the United Arab Emirates when the arms were actually intended to reach Libya. Turi's lawyers argued that the shipments were part of a U.S. government-authorized effort to arm the Libyan rebels. And they don't know where they went. And there's no evidence linking weapons provided by the U.S. government to the Benghazi attacks. But don't hold your breath on that one. The proposal did not result in the actual transfer of defense articles to Libya. How about the evidence of weapons ending up in the hands of terrorists? Whether they were used by those who attacked our consulate and the CIA annex or not, any weapons that were sold or appropriated by terrorists constitute at least a gross error in judgment. By all rights should sink the Clinton campaign. And WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been threatening to release damaging information on Clinton for these weeks. And this past Tuesday, all Assange would say via video link was that he would release the documents before the November election. And we'll see if some of this relates to this illegal sale. Turi told Fox News back in July that the U.S. illegally supplying Libyan rebels with arms and that the administration knew that not all of them were going to arm rebels. He said when this equipment landed in Libya, half went one way and the other half went the other way. He believed he was involved in a covert operation to sell arms to Qatar and the UAE, who would then fly the weapons to Libya, but once it became clear he could expose Hillary and Obama's illegal activities, DOJ pursued the criminal case against him. It would not be easy. This would be more a matter of perception. It wouldn't be easy to find direct linking evidence. Probably because the DOJ has buried it all. But Turi makes a convincing case that the cover-up is ongoing, and the administration will apparently go to great lengths to hide the truth and save the Clinton candidacy. Maybe right now Hillary, in the middle of a coughing fit, is sitting there with the little munchkin Tim Kaine planning to drone Mr. Turi. We can drone Mr. Turi and Julian Assange with one in the same day. Tim, what do you say? We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality in the fact that they are indestructible. And that's why I run them. The most well-made holster I've ever used. G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. The Unskewed Polls Fiasco of 2012. That's going to live in infamy for many years until it is usurped by an even bigger failed prediction, which we have in the middle of. We're in the middle of it right now. Unfortunately for conservatives, the mainstream media did not miss a beat in weaponizing the polls in favor of Hillary Clinton during the current campaign, leaving many of us demoralized and in search of answers. I am not one of them. Some of you may be. The pollsters are skilled at shorting certain samples like independents, adding others like Democrats, and then creating a unique top line that defies the data included in the poll itself. This is done in such a bold manner that it's almost as if the polling companies are daring us to start the next polling conspiracy. I am not a fan of recalibrating a poll and then issuing a corrected number, because the first number is the one that everybody's noticing. And anyone with a knowledge of modern elections should be able to tell that some things are wrong just by listening to the media narrative and looking at numbers available to anyone willing to click a mouse a couple of times. But for the sake of comparison, I will be discussing elections from 1992 to present, which is the birth of the big blue wall of states. With a noted lack of volunteer support and voter enthusiasm, painfully evident in Ohio, the Clinton campaign has been rumored to be focusing funding and energy outside the historical bellwether state. The New York Times, always with her, came to the rescue and proclaimed that Ohio is no longer the pulse of the electorate because of the vaunted changing demographics explanation. Apparently, those deplorable blue-collar white workers without college degrees have lost their luster as gatekeepers of political fortune. If they are indeed cutting their losses in Ohio, internal polls must reflect a generous margin for Trump. If 3 points is considered within the margin of error, 5 points should be marginally competitive, especially in the event of an October surprise. It is possible that the lead is larger than the 5 points asserted in this week's Quinnipiac poll and in many other forecasts. And before I go any further, let's get one thing straight. Most forecasters have Ohio solidly in red 5 weeks before the election. This is the same state that hasn't backed a loser in the general election since 1960 when electors cast their votes for Richard Nixon. Many alert liberals jump on the math immediately, pointing out enthusiastically that President Obama would still have won in 2012 with 314 electoral votes without Ohio. What they fail to understand is that if Ohio drifts right, so does the rest of the nation. When it drifts left, so does the nation. With the lone exception of the dramatic 2000 election finale, Florida has voted to the right of Ohio in all six elections since 1992. The Sunshine State voted for Obama in 2008 by a 2.8% margin before barely going for him 4 years later with a margin of 0.9%. Trump is up so big in Ohio that it's thought to be in the bag. It's hard for me to believe that Florida, on a right swinging year on the political pendulum at that, is not going for him as well, especially given the absentee ballot request differential favoring the GOP. Florida's black American population, 16%, was certainly a boon to the Obama campaign, and it's not reasonable to expect Clinton to perform as well or to the benefit from the same volume of minority voters this year. But for the same reason, I do not expect North Carolina to be a struggle for Trump. With a black population near 22%, with Obama not on the ballot, I'm not even sure it's going to be close. The state went to Bush by over 12 points in each of his two campaigns. Both states are noted for demographic changes, but I do not believe that those changes will be substantial enough in a period of 4 years to cause Trump a right-swinging year. This same turnout theory applies to Virginia, which swung nearly 15 points between 2004 and 2008, and anyone telling you that Virginia is gone for good is overreacting. Another reliably blue state not being discussed is Iowa, which Obama won by nearly 6 points 4 years ago. The GOP barely took the Hawkeye state in 2004, but it has been a tough one, even with the favorable demographics for Republicans, benefiting from the no-college white voter. Trump is thought to be ahead by as much as 6 to 10 points, which would represent a substantial swing. That's gigantic in a short time span, and a sign that the upper Midwest may be entirely in play for the GOP. If you're wondering why he's spending so much time in Wisconsin, look back to your electoral history. When Bush carried Ohio in 2000 and 2004 by 3.5 and 2.1%, Wisconsin stayed blue by less than half a percentage point each time. So depending on where you get your news, you may not have heard the term political pendulum this year. That's a convenient thing in this year's narrative to ignore the fact that three straight incumbent party terms are rare and haven't occurred since the GOP won three elections in the 80s. Ohio is still the barometer for success, just as it was 4 years ago. If Trump can carry Ohio by 6 points or more, he stands a good chance to also carry Pennsylvania and Michigan, which are all full of blue-collar voters who've been sidetracked by the economic woes of the past two decades. But you need to understand the purpose of polling. That's to influence thought. It's to depress turnout, or most dreadfully, to justify fraud or theft. Don't worry about trying to actually generate the actual numbers, because you're not going to get them. But look at your map and statistics. Florida tilting right does not historically correlate with a left tilting Florida and North Carolina in a right-swinging election against a scandal-ridden establishment candidate who lacks youth support and will never gain the same volume of minority support as the man she's seeking to replace. The media, both sides of the media, are playing you for fools. Equally culpable are these guys like Eric Erickson, Bill Kristol, Kevin Williamson, Jonah Goldberg, Glenn Beck, all these guys are out here telling you what the polls are saying. North Carolina is going to go. South Carolina is going to go. Georgia is in play. No, that's not what's happening. All of this is, I mean, we're very liable to wake up the day after voting day and see that Hillary was decimated. Hillary couldn't beat Obama. Hillary is not getting as many votes right. She didn't get as many votes in the run-up in the primaries as she did in 2008. How do you win when nobody likes you? How do you carry it? How does that actually play out in the math? I mean, I saw something the other day. I saw a bunch of fraternity sisters behind an MSNBC anchor, and they asked her if they thought they were connected to Hillary, and they all said no. And she looked at the female governor. What do you think about that? She was mystified. I don't know what to say about that. I don't understand it. This is not as bad as it seems. As a matter of fact, I think it's actually worse. Don't pay attention to the polls. Go pull the handle. Go cast your vote, and let's see where we come out. We'll be right back.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. And I use it all the time. I pass it around when I have enough. So I have spare stuff. So just so everybody else can get involved in that awesomeness. It is a received truth of punditry that vice presidential debates don't normally matter. The humiliation of Dan Quayle when he was crossing swords with Lloyd Bentsen did not hand the presidency to Michael Dukakis that year, after all. This year, though, could be different. And the reason is fairly simple. For some critical swing voters, that uncommitted constituency, the question is becoming, which candidate do I dislike less? Most undecided people will make their choice, including the choice not to vote, based on a gut feel, a sense of the person they are choosing. And the vice president nominee can affect the gut feel for those who have no overwhelming preference. Because of the team image, this allows for the possibility that the running mate could moderate or leaven the dislike of the top of the ticket. And I think that's particularly true for Pence, because Trump has never held political office and will obviously depend on advice from the Capitol Hill veteran Pence. But then we come to pantsuit, and in the case of Hillary Clinton, the dislike centers on issues of corruption, lying, and her unattractive personal presentation on TV. So, when the little munchkin man, Tim Kaine, when he got up there, did he do anything to leaven these concerns? Even Chris Matthews noticed that something was off about Tim Kaine during the vice presidential debate. Matthews thought him to be desperate, while John Podesta was more pointed, programmed, and testy and hectoring. That coming from Politico. Russ Vaughn's characterization of Kaine as a typical know-it-all, smug, smarmy liberal was probably shared by most conservatives and not a few independents. I think on balance, Pence came across as steady, nice, and well-informed. Exactly what Trump needs for balance. Kaine came across in a way that highlights, not balances, Hillary's defects. One heartbeat away from, Hillary is death to the nation. And the heartbeat away from it is death and ruination. So, now as we get ready to go away. I'd really like to know what happened in our American public, the entire public, to sound logical thinking. Because when you read certain things, I begin to realize that there's clearly some people that have lost their minds. There are a lot, for example, the ACC is boycotting North Carolina because of their bathroom law. Because in North Carolina, they said, if you're born a boy, use a men's room. This is the current craze known as transgenderism I'm referring to. The term gender dysphoria, formerly called gender identity disorder, is used to refer to an individual who identifies the opposite gender for which he or she was born. Those terms are classified as a disorder in the current ICD-10, International Statistical Classification of Diseases and Related Health Problems, 10th edition, and the DSM-5, Diagnostic and Statistic Manual of Mental Disorders. Transgenderism always starts as gender dysphoria, which is classified as a disorder. The term transgender refers to any individual who takes the next step and goes to the extreme in order to attempt to change the gender with which he or she identifies. And the ultimate step is to undergo gender reassignment surgery, which can be very expensive. It has been reported that the cost for male to female reassignment is $7,000 to $24,000. The cost for female-to-male reassignment can exceed $50,000. The same report article reports that in the male-to-female reassignment procedure, the prostate is not removed. So my question is she honest enough to report to her doctor that she was actually born a male so that the doctor knows he must order a PSA routine test for males, but not for females? In the case of a female-to-male transition, unless the patient has had gender reassignment surgery, does he report to his physician that he was really born a female? Because after all, it is not the usual practice to order a pregnancy test on men. No, would you usually have the possibility of an ectopic pregnancy on the radar should a man complain of abdominal pain? The ramifications of those kind of delusions can be extensive and lethal. Contrary to the current fad, such a radical sex transformation is impossible. When an individual is born, that individual has a set of what is medically known as sex chromosomes. A genetic female has two X sex chromosomes, and a genetic male has one X and one Y. So it is the presence or the absence of the Y sex chromosome that determines the gender. Individuals who are born with Turner syndrome have only one X chromosome and no Y chromosome, and are therefore genetically and anatomically female. Individuals with Klinefelter syndrome have two X and one Y, and are always anatomically male. The so-called transgender has no way of changing their chromosomal makeup. They can take hormones to change their outward physical appearance. They can dress like they want to, they can use makeup or let their hair grow or cut it as they wish, and even undergo gender reassignment surgery, and they will still chromosomically either be XX or XY, depending on the genetic makeup they had when they were born. An article in the Express dated September 27, 2016 was titled, "Transgender Couple Has Their Own Baby After the Man Gave Birth to His Own Baby." And in this case, the woman was born XY, man, and the man was born XX. Neither had gender reassignment surgery, so she got him pregnant, and they had a son. How did they know they had a son, though? How does that work out? Shouldn't they wait until the offspring is old enough to decide whether to be a son or a daughter? Isn't that, I mean, if we're going to be confused, let's go all the way. Another article published in the Associated Press titled, "Ohio Judge Orders Girls Bathroom Access for Transgender Student," reports that in a case involving a school district in Ohio, federal judge Algernon Marbley ordered that a biologically male student who identifies as a female be treated like the girl that she is. So the judge, by decree, has decided that this guy's a girl. Okay, well, hey. Dr. John, you can explain that to me later, how that works out. So, it boils down to this. You're born with what you got. You're born with what you got. You're born with what you are. I'm pretty sure that judge would not allow me to self-identify as a judge. I'm not allowed to impersonate a police officer, although I know a very good one. I'm not allowed to sit around and say that I am my wife. I can't identify as a Supreme Court justice. I can't identify as the President of the United States. I would be very heavily penalized for trying to do any of that stuff. So I shake my head in wonderment at the number of scientists who have signed on to this absolute stupid anti-scientific position. My position is that any male that can prove that he got rid of the Y chromosome, then and only then will I refer to you with the pronoun her or she. And until then, you continue to have the XY chromosome, and sorry, you, he, and others like you, him, will remain a male. And no amount of cosmetics and hairstyling and hormone treatment and other medical or surgical intervention, such as surgical castration or surgical reconstruction or judicial fiat, will change the fact that once an XY or XX, always an XY or XX. You know, all these things that they're talking about. I mean, we've lost our minds, haven't we? Just to find out, we'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Punisher's going home to bed. This has been Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.